So then as you look back, giving you that feeling of satisfaction, I'm going to say your children certainly got to be one of your great feelings. Beyond that, in business, is there... that's the way you are. Yeah.
That's irrelevant.
Nothing stands out that you could say...
It's been fun.
Yeah. I found this in the business section of the New York Times a few days ago, May 7th. Companies with large amounts of debt are borrowing more money at a breakneck pace, prompting the Federal Reserve to flag the trend as one potential risk in the financial system. They say loans to companies with large amounts of outstanding debt, known as leveraged lending, grew by 20% in 2018 to $1.1 trillion. The share of new large loans going to the comparatively risky borrowers now exceeds peak levels reached previously in 2007 and 2014. Isn't that amazing?
Well, not,
why is
no,
that?
It's not amazing. It's predictable. Let's go back to the collapse of housing industry. We knew that was going to happen because we saw all of the transactions being done by all these incompetent people, and with the New York investors flooding in to invest their money to get this higher yield, the Federal Reserve kept interest rates so low so long, and we're in that period again. If you're going to borrow money, this is a great time to borrow it because it's cheap, relatively speaking. So companies, because of Fed, and of course the president's pounding, they should be cheaper. Well, of course, from his point of view, because he wants to be reelected. Anyhow, it's not a surprise. People borrow money when you can buy something that will yield you 6%, and you can borrow money at 4%.
Sure.
But if interest rates go to 8%, that 6% asset, it's negative in value.
Yeah.
So we're setting the stage by excessive debt on terms and conditions that are not sustainable.
So then what's going to happen?
Depends on how far we run the string.
Are we that hard up for business where we're loaning to risky borrowers? We're taking a major risk.
Well, you say we. The system, according to the statistics we have, and I'm not aware of it, I don't see it. It's not happening in Oklahoma like it did during the 1980s when we were just throwing money at oil companies. That's not happening. But nationally, looking at the figures, what we call subprime debt is being issued at a rapid clip because it's cheap and can be reinvested at a profit that will not be sustainable in the long run. So if we continue to do it for too long, we'll have another bust.
The Federal Reserve warned that this all could change if the economy falters.
Well, of course it will.
And they'd be part of the reason the economy is falling.
Yeah, that's right.
So then advice to young entrepreneurs. Here's the month of May. People are graduating. If you were standing on that stage talking to that graduating class, what would you say?
My first advice to them, be perpetually curious. Curiosity brings vision, value persistence, and have self-confidence that you can take advantage of the change that's in front of us. And I tell them, you should stay in Oklahoma. Because you can have more impact here than you can in Texas or a much bigger state.
Right.
Because we have so much room to grow. I am convinced that entrepreneur and building of headquarter companies in Oklahoma is far more important than recruiting in some big company that comes here because we pay less than they do anywhere else. Paycom is a great example. And I'm not all into the oil company either.
Into oil companies?
That's going to go away. We've got too much dependence on the oil industry.
And your banks have never relied on oil business?
Oh, no. You can't be in Oklahoma and not have oil business.
Yeah, but you've relied on it?
We all do in Oklahoma.
But
that's not our main...
Right.
We do not have heavy exposure.
So the future of oil, you think, is
what? I think it's got to go down. And it's so imperative we build headquarter companies that care about Oklahoma. I don't mean to demean the oil companies, but look how few oil companies' headquarters are here that were here 20 years ago. Not any.
Were you given opportunities to get in on a possible discovery of oil?
I've had lots of opportunities.
Did you do it?
That's one of the areas that I have financed with my successes. I've had some little partnerships and made some money, but I have never done well in the oil industry.
How would you like to be remembered?
I guess the guy that was always on the side of the underdog, with a small businessman or someone trying to educate their children or trying to build a business or build a community or even build a state.
And that's got to come from those days in Norman.
Absolutely. That comes
child.
From the beginning.
Yeah. Well, I've enjoyed this.
Well, I have too.
Thanks for contributing your story to our oral history website.
We'll see if it's over yet.
If what's over?
The story.
Would you like to live to be 100?
No, no. If I can't feel relevant, I don't want to live another day. And I won't be relevant at 100.
Do you think about the end much?
I don't spend time thinking about that. I'm not a biblical scholar, but bring it down to this. The prophet Paul said we should be judged by our faith. Jesus said we'd be judged by the fruits of our action, and I come down on the side of Jesus.
A wise choice. Very good. Thank you.
Okay, I enjoyed it.